How can you deny that we don't live in the best country in the history of mankind? Elections are over. In your heart and in your head, for better or for worse, they're done. They were conducted peacefully. And whether you're in the mood to have a big, happy, celebratory party or cry because you think it's the end of the world, I can tell you, put your heart at rest. I pray for gridlock. The less they do, the happier I am. That's for sure. Folks, you've tuned in to Rosie on the House, Hour 3, this beautiful Saturday morning in the great state of Arizona. We come together every Saturday morning, me, my family, and my team, to do one thing: to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We do that by answering your questions about projects you're trying to get done around your house, your home, your castle, or your cabin. Romy, my co-host and son, has been building by my side since before he could legally operate a chop box. I'll never forget the APS utility meter reader that came by one time and saw him building something with a chop box, and I don't think he was much more than about 4 or 5 years old. I thought we were going to get reported to Child Protective Services. This guy came undone. Get over it. So, anyway, Romy's been with me building at my side for years and years. Let us put our building and remodeling experience to work for you at your house. Whatever it is your wife wants you to get done this weekend, give us a call. We can talk. We can talk.
or whatever you want your wife to get done this weekend around the house.
Whatever you want your wife to get done around the weekend, give us a call.
It goes both ways.
It's a toll-free number. It's 1-888-767-4348. We'll take calls as quick as they come in, as fast as we can get to them, and address whatever it is you're trying to get done. We'll have a little fun. We're also this hour going to be playing Jeopardy. For those of you that are regular listeners of the show, we're going to be asking questions on topics we have recently covered. You'll have a choice of picking the category, picking a 5, 10, or 15-point question, and we've got prizes all set up and ready. So we'll be playing that through the course of the 10 o'clock hour.
What's our prize list?
We have three nice prizes. First place is our grill bot. It has just gone over really well. It's that little unit that you put in your barbecue, shut the lid, it's programmed, it does a great job, and then you just open it up and it's all clean. Really a nice little tool.
We've gotten some pretty positive user responses from that thing.
We really have gotten great feedback. We also have, for second place, Thorn Armor Gloves, and they're just great.
Exactly what they say. They're thorn-proof gloves.
And just yesterday, I was using them.
If you've got a Texas
yard. Speaking
ebony
of wives doing the work,
thank
I was
you
out there with
oh,
a
thorn. Thank you.
I love to look at them. I hate those trees. They are so brutal. But those Thorn Armor gloves, I did not get stuck one time yesterday. And then third place is a $50 gift pack from Zep Commercial Quick Clean Disinfectant, and that stuff is amazing. It's 99.9%. Percent effective in getting rid of bacteria in only 5 seconds. And I'm telling you, this is the time of year that you're going to wish you had some.
You know, that's true. And that's the kind of their claim to fame, is it's kind of institutional strength, and it kills the germs, whereas most household cleansers will kill it in 3 to 5 minutes. This product cleans it in like 10 to 30 seconds.
And they have, this says 5 seconds, and they have many products. I've used the grout cleaner, and also they have a foam bathroom cleaner. It's amazing. So those are our three prizes.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, the phone lines have already lit completely up. So if you're trying to get in, you'll get a busy signal, but don't let that deter you. As you hear us take one of the callers, that always opens up the next line. As we get started, and I want to start covering the topic of the day, is sheds in the backyard. But before we do, I need to drop back and pick up something I dropped last hour.
Okay.
And that's the Arizona staycation.
Oh.
Now, look, folks, we try and do things at Rose on the House that can't be done anywhere else. We try and have information for you that can't be found anywhere else. One of the things you can do at Rose on the House, you cannot do anywhere else in the universe, is register for the Sanderson Ford Travel Arizona Staycation. You do it right there on the homepage of Rosie on the House. Once a month, we pick a winner, and you get to pick exactly where in Arizona you want to go. We have lodging partners that have teamed up with us all over the state. In particular, one of the newer partners that we've gotten, certainly one of the more fun and one of the more historic landmark partners that we've recently partnered up with, is the Molly Butler Lodge and Cabins. And I tell you what, if you haven't been to Greer and stayed at Molly Butler, you haven't been to Greer.
Our last three staycation winners have all gone there.
Have all picked
there. In fact, Chris is on the road right now. He may have even be up there now. I think he might have left yesterday. We don't micromanage their itinerary and when they go and leave and
that's
come
the great
back.
Thing about the staycation. You can pick when you want to go. You let us know where you want to go, and then we arrange the lodging, and you get to go to Sanderson Ford and pick which car in the demo lot you want to use. Jennifer gets you a gas card. We take care of the food, the lodging, wherever you want to go. There are no blackout dates. So this was something that we instigated back in the depths of the Great Recession, trying to encourage people to quit leaving Arizona for your staycation. Stay here, stay local, and enjoy the great state of Arizona.
R-O-S-I-E on thehouse.com, rosieonthehouse.com. Look for the Sanderson Ford Staycation button. Click on it, and we pull a winner every month. There's no limit to how many times you can enter in a month or how many times you can enter over the course of the year, but you can only win one time a year. There's only one family a month that we draw.
That's right. One of the other great things that you'll receive when you pick your Ford up, you'll have some gift books from Arizona Highways and Office of Tourism, as well as a big old gift basket from the Cactus Candy Company, a partner right here in Phoenix, making great cactus candy. So it's a lot of fun. That's what we like to have. That's what we like to do here at Rosianna's. Have fun, educate you, entertain you, protect you, and come right alongside you and help you out. Today's topic, sheds. Sheds. Who doesn't want a shed, right? Now, a shed can be a lot of things. You know, a shed can be, Jennifer has got like this obsession lately, Romy. I don't know if you know your mother's inflicted with this, but she's like got to do something with a palate disease. I have no idea I don't know what she doesn't even know what she wants to do. But I said, listen, you cannot build a palate shed. That is over the line. We're not building a pallet shed.
And it's a little bit better of an obsession than when everything in the house had to get spray painted blue with that white
spackle
and black
stuff.
Spackle stuff.
I will build one thing with a pallet. It may not be a shed, but I have a pallet project in my future.
It's all she's been talking about for like 2 weeks.
But he won't let me bring one home. So I have to have it all in line before I bring the pallet home.
Oh.
Such a party pooper.
Well, it's like that Dremel tool. Once you have it, you'll find lots of uses for it. Once you get the pallet there, she'll find a use for it.
I even sent him the newsletter. They have that 101 things to do with the pallet, and every week they have new ideas. I could make 100 projects. I just need time.
Well, you need it. Well, we'll put a shed up that you can work on your pallets.
Well, there you go.
In the neighbor's backyard. How's that sound?
I have a confession to make. Okay. I actually have two photos of two pallet projects in my phone. I can show her right now. Uh-oh. So I'll help you out and not make her go down alone on the pallet projects.
Well, we have a shed. I mean, we don't have a really big house. We raised 6 kids in a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house. I don't know how we did that, because it seems like now with just one teenage girl left in the house that we don't have enough bathrooms just for her. So I don't know how we did. So we've always had some kind of little storage facility out back. For sure.
You learn to live in your space. And when you don't have any competition, your space just kind of
grows out. Is that the way?
All
right. Now, I don't know what y'all use y'all shed for, but our shed is like, what's that store where you sell used sporting equipment?
Play It Again Sports.
Our shed is a Play It Again Sports extravaganza.
You get a snowboard, wakeboard,
my old
a aunt, random ski that I don't think has a double.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. That ski's only made as a slalom. That's an Andy Clark original water ski from the 70s. And I just might tell you this, name dropper, those are Mike Taylor bindings on them. I spent like 3 weeks salary on that ski.
Ooh.
Haven't used it in 25 years, but I still got
but
it.
But you got it. All right.
Yeah, those skis were like the thing to have back on Apache Lake and Canyon Lake back in the 70s. You had an Andy Clark ski behind a Biesmeyer boat, baby, and you were it. You were it. But we've got backpacks. We've got carabiners. I even have a set of ice crampons.
From your hiking days up the Yellowstone?
From glacier climbing. Now, I haven't used the crampons in about 40 years, but I still have them.
Just in case, you know, you get that wild hair to go climb a Escadilla. You're ready.
Now, we have a neighbor that uses a shed that he's dropped in his backyard as a rock and roll music studio.
You know, it is the strangest thing because you can hear it, but it's faint. And it always takes me a couple seconds to realize what noise I'm hearing. But they're out rocking out, and they're a little shit. I can't imagine I've never been in it.
I haven't either.
If he's got a duct or a fan, but that little shed, I can't imagine how hot that must get in there when they're in there jamming.
Well,
they wail.
And he must have a way to open it up because every once in a while they have an evening party and it'll open up I don't know what he goes in there and it's all closed up. And I mean, he's ramming jamming, man.
Oh, yeah. There's been several times where I'll step outside and you can just hear the drum solo going on. He'll be by himself. Then you'll hear a buddy that'll come by once in a while. You get a little guitar. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah. So, oh, man. Then he opens it up in the evenings at party. And now the whole backside the front side must just open. So, sheds, you got one? What do you use it for? Let's talk about the restrictions on where you can put it, how big it can be. And then once you start running power, water, or air conditioning to it, all the rules change. More when we get back, as well as Rosie on the House, Jeopardy.